beautiful day out there. It's 4:07, time for the second hour of Jeremy Lawrence with you in your afternoon, 590 WKZO. Got to ask, Michael, are you prepared for something different?
Sure.
Okay, are you prepared for something where we get to be generous souls?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, well, if you're prepared, let's go ahead and give away some movie tickets.
All right.
All right, here's what we've got. Rio 2, it comes out today in theaters, and we'd like to be able to give you 4 tickets to go see this. Now, they're for Celebration Cinema in Portage. That's the one near the mall, and definitely worth your time heading there, not only for the great seats and the extreme comfort that you're in there, but also if you're thinking, oh, it's theater food. No. There's great stuff there. Fries, pulled pork sliders, of course your popcorn. If you want some, if you're a popcorn person, they got it.
Candy.
Mixed beverages as well, and I'm not just talking about mixing, you know, Pepsi with Sprite. I'm talking about adult mixed beverages as well, if you're into that. So they got it all there. 4 tickets here to go see Rio 2. And all you've got to do, 2 things. First of all, you got to call 382-4280 or 877-382-4280. And secondly, because he's come up with one, at least I hope he has, you have to answer the dumb, stupid, ridiculous trivia question that Michael will be asking you right now.
And this question really is dumb, stupid, and ridiculous.
Well, at least you're admitting it now. That's the first step, you know.
And I want all of our listeners to know, do not overthink this question.
Okay.
It's easier than what you're going to think. All right, so here it is. What is the name of the bar on Cheers?
Okay.
Again, what is the name of the bar on Cheers?
The name of the bar on Cheers. There you go. This one might be difficult. We'll see. 382-4280, 877-382-4280. I'll tell you what. It's going to be a fantastic weekend for movies. Rio 2 is coming out. Also, Oculus. I don't know if you watched the preview for that one. If you're into kind of the mystery, thriller, horror genre, this one is definitely for you. And also, Draft Day. That's that Kevin Costner movie where he's the general manager of the Cleveland Browns. And they go through what's going to happen on Draft Day. I'm curious about this. I'm a football fan, so I may very well be seeing that one as well. So it's good weekend for movies. Good weekend to get out, though, too. Because you're talking about 70-degree weather, sunshine, a few clouds. Sunday, they're saying they'll sneak in a shower or two, maybe a thunderstorm. So you're looking forward to a fantastic weekend. And hopefully we'll be able to get a winner for these tickets. Also, want to remind you before we continue on, if you've got the opportunity to do so, I would encourage you head on over to our website, WKZO.com. Click on the video of the day. This is going to be in my blog. 30 songs in 1 minute. The video for today, the man that put this together, he is so talented on guitar. He is able to play 30 different songs over the course of a minute. So check it out, WKZO.com. All right. Now, before we set up what we're going to be talking about, Michael is planning on taking over the show. Well, you know, it's just what he's trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got the name of, I believe, our winner.
Yes. Our winner is Howard from Kalamazoo.
See, I was wondering if you were going to share the winner. You're kind of pausing there. I'll let you think about it. I'll let you sweat a little bit. So, all right. So, Howard won these tickets and... See, I would ask you what the name of the bar is on Cheers, but I think I already know what the name of the bar is on Cheers.
And what is the name then?
Cheers.
Yes.
Okay, there you go.
That's how dumb and stupid and ridiculous that trivia question was.
See, you know, there'd be people going, oh, that's the Bull and Finch, isn't it? You know, because that's the one it was based on.
Yeah.
But that's not what you were asking.
No.
So.
It was basically as dumb as that, what Howard said, asking who's buried in Grant's tomb.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking of what's the color of the White House.
Yeah. green, isn't it?
Oh, wait a minute. Yeah, we're going to repaint it.
Of course, yes. Well, you never know. I mean, anything's possible in this administration. So, Howard, congratulations. You'll be seeing Rio 2. Looks like it's going to be a fun film to be able to check out. Now, I wanted to dig in a little bit to Obamacare again. Not because it's such a huge story today, but an interesting story has been written up in the Washington Times. And this particular story, written by Drew Johnson for the Times, something he wrote up yesterday talking about his experience not being a part of the exchange for Obamacare, but his experience actually trying to cancel his plan that he bought on the exchange. So basically, here's what it is. He knew he was going to lose his insurance, got on Obamacare, bought a plan. He says, now here's the deal. He says, it took him more than 20 attempts over 4 days just to get the website working. And the plan most similar to the one that was canceled, nearly $1,000 more a year, and his deductible increased from about $2,000 to more than $5,000, paying twice as much for a whole lot less insurance. He actually wonders in the article, he says, surprising there's not a link to buy a solid gold 8-track player on the healthcare.gov site. Everything else for sale in Mr. Obama's marketplace is also ridiculously overpriced and pretty much useless. All right, now, so he digs into this and mentions that he was later able to get a plan through his employer that was able to take care of what he needed. So he thought, great, I'm free of this. Let me go ahead and cancel. Now, you think it would be easy. But being that it was not easy to sign up to begin with, and for a lot of people it wasn't, it was also not easy for Mr. Johnson to get off of his plan. He said he gave them a call. First of all, he tried on the website, healthcare.gov, to cancel the plan. Site was down or he wasn't allowed to log in. Then he called. He was put on hold for 15 minutes. Someone got around to picking up the phone. They told him only a specialist can cancel the plan. So they put him on hold. Said that music played. About every 10 minutes, a message came recommending that he call back after the open enrollment period ending on March 31st, should he need to make any changes. He called on April 3rd. There you go. The government on top of it already. 2 hours later, the call gets cut off. He hasn't talked to anybody. That was day one. Day two, he digs into it again. Tries to log on through the online marketplace. Can't do it. Calls someone. 20 minutes later, they pick up. Says, could you help me cancel my plan? No. Is there a direct line or another number to reach someone who can help me cancel my plan? No. Asked if she knew if the website would be working to allow him to log in and cancel his plan. No. Then Sherrod said, listen, all I can do is help you sign up. That's all anyone here can do. I can't help you cancel, and I can't help you make changes to your account. You'll have to talk to a specialist for that. He shares, I waited 2 hours and got cut off. And she says, no, it won't be that long. It'll be just briefly, and someone will be with you. 2 hours later, cut off again.
Mm.
End of day two. He says, after nearly 5 hours on the phone waiting to speak with someone, I'm convinced that an Obamacare specialist is like Bigfoot or Norm's wife on Cheers. I've heard the tale, but there's no proof they actually exist. Says the third day, finally gets onto the website, goes through several pages, cancels his plan. However, because it's Obamacare, there's always a caveat. Unlike most insurance plans, he couldn't get a prorated refund on the days that he'd paid for, but wouldn't be needing. An extra $100 because they're not set up for that. We can't do that. And the only way you can cancel the plan you bought through the exchange is through the exchange, which frankly wasn't working all that well to begin with. This is what is set up. This is what's going on with Obamacare. Now, here's the thing. Kathleen Sebelius has stepped aside now, and a lot of people are saying it had to do with the rollout of Obamacare. And, you know, I think the president's kind of wishing that, well, hopefully her stepping aside will take the heat off a little bit now. No, sir. It was your idea. It was your idea to do this whole thing and have an exchange. And, you know, for a lot of people that are talking to me saying, why would you stand up against this? Why would you stand up against people getting health care? You know what? I don't want to stand up against it. You want to set up an exchange, knock yourself out. That's fine. But here are the things. First of all the regulations surrounding plans through the exchange and plans in general. You know, we all have this one-size-fits-all policy. And secondly, you got to make the thing work.
Mm-hmm.
You got to make it work. You can't have it so that someone calls in and spends 2.5 hours one day and can't get the problem solved because guess what? The website wasn't working. And the next day, lather, rinse, repeat. And then finally, yes, the website works, but now they're going to keep my money. Now, this is the government. Of course they're going to keep your money. If they get your money, they're keeping your money as much as they can.
They're not going to let go of it.
And one of these years, I expect them to say, you know what, tax refunds, never mind. We're taking them. You know, that'd be popular, too.
Oh, boy.
But and here's the thing. You know, you go and make people sign up for plans. You make them sign up for a plan they don't really need. You make them sign up for a plan that is way more expensive and does less than the plan they liked and wanted to keep. And then you don't give them a way to be able to get out of the plan because they found something better through their employer. You know what? I don't know that Kathleen Sebelius was the problem. I think the problem was leadership from the top here. Think back. We heard about this several months ago. 3 years they had to get ready for this. 3 years. I can count on one hand how many times Obama had a meeting with his Health and Human Services Secretary to talk about it. That's pathetic.
Mm-hmm.
That is pitiful. This is your signature. This is what you want people to know you for. And you don't take the time to make sure it's working? Unbelievable. And to see that, you know, there's people having all this problem, not only with signing up, but with canceling because they found something better. Yeah, that's kind of a problem. I want to get your opinions on all of this, and you can do so by dialing in with us, 382-4280, 877-382-4280, or 80373 can get you in with us via text if you don't have time to wait on the phone. If you just got enough time to be able to do a text, 80373, and share your opinion with us. You know, other people do this from time to time, and we get the opportunity to share those thoughts with you right here on the show, and we continue to do so. Yeah, to me, it's amazing to me that this thought, and it shouldn't be amazing to me, it really shouldn't, because it's the government we're talking about. You know, honestly, when have they been able to do something well without wasting a ton of money doing it?
It's hard to think of something.
You know, World War II? Yeah. Let's go back that far. You know, and I want to say this. I mean, you know, the military, one of the finest fighting forces in the world. And I think there's something the government does well because that's in their mandate. Protect and defend this country. Put together a military that does it. Hats off to you. Great job. But tell me Social Security's going well. And if you tell me it is, I'll call you a liar, because it's not. We need to fix it. Tell me Medicare's going well. Same deal. We're going to look down the road, and there's going to be people that are my age and younger going, where's the money? Where is this? What's going on with this? Why doesn't this work for us anymore? And you see, with all the problems that have been had in Medicare, there are people who are seniors now that are having trouble finding doctors because doctors are going, you know what? I'm done with this. I don't want to mess with it. That's fine. I'm out of this. These are programs the government runs, and I don't think does so very effectively. Think about all the other government programs that are out there to help you with this, that, or the other. What are they doing well? Anyone? Anyone? It's an honest question. I'd like to know what they're doing well. Collecting our money. I think that's about the only thing they do really well. Because let's face it, the IRS is really efficient at coming after your money.
Yeah, if they don't have it, they're coming for you.
Oh, absolutely. And if they have it, and it's yours? You know, I had a family member that was owed a refund. It took months to get that processed and back. And some of it was, well, yeah, it was government shutdown. Whatever. You know what? If you're still accepting payments and accepting taxes during that time, then guess what? You got enough people there to be able to take care of it. So, I mean, that's just kind of my angle on it here. You know, about the only thing they do is the military and the IRS. And the IRS, they do well. Guess what? Because they get money out of the deal. 382-4280-877-382-4280-8033-73 if you want to text us. Talking about this, because obviously Obamacare is not going too well. If you can't cancel your plan, is there anything the government does well? Fill me in. I'd love to know about it. Give us a call. Let us know what's going on as we continue ahead. .427, 67 degrees in Kalamazoo, 590 WKZO. Jeremy Lawrence with you in your afternoon, gearing up for a weekend. And hoping, I'm sorry, Michael, I'm just staring at that shirt again and it's just blinding me. I don't know what it is.
I just went out and blinded all the salespeople.
You know, I think they might have been a little thankful for that. You know, hey, it's Michael, he's my reading light. You know,
can I get that glow off of your shirt to read this paper?
If you're just joining us, Michael has a traffic cone orange shirt on. That's the color that he's chosen today. So apparently he's planning on jogging tonight. That's all I can figure because, you know, with a shirt like that, I think you're going to glow all over town. Something tells me.
Could miss me.
Well, we're taking your phone calls at 382-4280-877-382-4280. Heading on over to the phones right now, where Julie is standing by in Kalamazoo. Hi, Julie. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Welcome to the program.
Thanks. So your question was a government program that is maybe running well.
Okay.
Okay, so I had to think long and hard about this.
Okay.
But I feel there is one program that, from what I know of it, I feel like it's a pretty good program, and it's WIC.
Okay.
Do you know much about it?
Women, Infants, and Children, certainly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and like I said, I don't know a ton about it, but it just seems like a good program, and maybe it's because of the boundaries involved with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's people in need, and they get coupons, and you can only buy what's on the coupon.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Or I don't even know if it's coupons anymore. I have no idea, but it seems to be a helpful program. It's not like you can buy anything you want, but, you know, peanut butter, eggs, the staples in life.
Right, right. Well, you know, and I think it's a good intention program, but I've even heard personally about stories of people abusing the program. And you know, I think there are abuses out there where people, I've heard of stories where people are working full-time, both in the house, wage earners, working full-time and still getting WIC. And that kind of thing, it just gives me some pause, really.
No, I agree with you there. I think, isn't every program abused? I mean, if you're talking about abuse, I don't know if you can avoid that.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know a whole lot about the program. It's nothing that, you know, obviously I personally have never been through it. I don't know anybody in my family that's been through it, but I have heard some stories. You know, it seems like it's big-hearted and certainly a decent idea. But, you know, I'd be interested to know a little more about it. So
maybe a caller knows more about it.
It could be. I don't know. If you know any more about it, you're certainly welcome to call in. Julie, thanks for your input today.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
And if you'd like more input into the program, feel free to give us a call, 382-4280, 877-382-4280, or 80373, as we continue the discussion rolling forward on your Friday. Degrees 439 590 WKZO, and this portion of the Jeremy Lawrence Show brought to you by Lake Michigan Credit Union, the best place for your money. Learn more at lmcu.org. Another 20 minutes. Yes, we're counting them down until the weekend is officially here.
Yes.
Although I think there's some people that took the day off. Like my boss, lucky guy. Anyway. So there are people that are taking some time off and enjoying this, and rightly so, because it's that kind of day. You just want to be out and enjoy this. So we talked a little bit before we got to the news break about government programs. And we see that Obamacare, I'm not sure it's ever really worked terribly well. Think about the rollout in October. No, that didn't work. Took them a month to get it figured out, and even then, it took forever to get to the point where, okay, now people can log in, now they can buy a plan, great! And still, they managed to sign up 7.1 million, according to the administration. Now, of those 7.1 million, they can't tell you how many people actually paid for their plans, or how many of those people actually wanted to cancel their plan. We were talking about this earlier. There's a story out of the Washington Times. Drew Johnson wrote about his ordeal, and it was that. It was an ordeal. 3 days, 5 hours on the phone, and trying to cancel the plan that he bought through the exchange. Apparently, it's not terribly easy to get a plan through the exchange. It's even harder to cancel. And so the question I had, just looking at this story, the question I had was, all right, is there a government program that works well? Is there one where, all right, it's put together, it does what it was supposed to do, and, you know, there's no waste, there's no this, that, or the other, there's none of this stuff. It's just a good, solid program. Now, you know, I think by and large, and yes, when it comes to the military, I think with any organization, you can make cuts here and there. And you can economize and be more efficient and do things just as well or better. But I think by and large, the Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, I think they're doing a great job. And I think that's the one thing they're supposed to do is protect the country. And that's what they do. I think, sadly, the IRS does an effective job of what they're supposed to do. They do an effective job because here's the government ready to collect your money. They're very efficient at that. They're extremely efficient at that. But there you go. That's basically the military and the IRS, two programs. What else does the government do that's even efficient at this point? I'd love to get your input, 382-4280, 877-382-4280, or 80373. You can text us and give us your answer that way and be a part of the program as well. Let's go to the phones right now. Head on over. Jeremy's standing by. Welcome, Jeremy.
Hey, Jeremy. How's it going?
Going well. You got a great name, by the way. I want to compliment you on that.
It's nice.
What can we do for you today?
I have a program that my family actually uses. It's called Children's Special Healthcare Services.
Okay.
It's run by the state of Michigan. I think it's an offshoot of Medicaid, but I'm not sure. But it's for children that have a qualifying birth defect.
Okay.
And it'll pay for medical expenses above what your normal insurance would pay.
Okay. All right.
And we use that for our oldest son, and I'm not sure what we would have done without it. We would have had some pretty huge medical bills for him. So it was easy to apply. It was easy to get accepted. We did have to pay a small premium for it. You pay a premium based on your household income.
Oh, okay.
But it helped offset the medical bills and even travel and hotel expenses.
Hmm. Wow. It's one of those things that you just don't know is out there.
We had no idea it was there until we went to the Children's Hospital at U of M and they told us about it. And the program was great.
Oh, well, fantastic. All right. Well, you know, there's stuff out there. Just a few here and a few there. But interesting. What was that called again?
Children's Special Health Care Services.
Okay. All right. Jeremy, thanks for your call today. Appreciate it.
All right. Thanks.
Okay. So there you go. There's another one.
There we go.
So, you know, but think about all the government does. All the money they spend. And right now, we're coming up with what? Three or four things that they do pretty well. And that one sounds like a neat program. It
yes,
really does.
It does.
You know, and that would be a big help in that particular situation. But, what else is out there? Can anybody name anything else? And point out to me, you know, if you're one of those people that says Social Security is doing a great job, I challenge you to call me. I really do. Because here's the thing. Yeah, Social Security does sort of what it's designed to do, but where's the money for it? Where did it go? And how are we going to safeguard it for the future? Because here's the thing. People that are my age and younger are pretty much figuring it's not going to be there. Because if nobody's willing to fix this thing, it's going to go off the tracks at some point, and there's going to be nothing we can do. Now, the other part of it, Medicare. There's another one that somebody might say, oh, that's working pretty well. And if you think that, I challenge you to call as well, because this is one of these programs that, okay, I get what they're trying to do, but if you need something that's a supplemental to the coverage, and if you need the government to step in and help take care of prescription drugs and that kind of thing, and you need to do all these different things, and guess what? They start paying less for it, and doctors are diving out of the way of this thing, then I have to ask, how is that such a good deal? So let me know what you think. 382-4280, 877-382-4280, 803-73 via text. And you can get with us and tell us your thoughts. Maybe there's another one of these programs that we just have never heard of.
Is the Postal Service still part of the government?
It is.
Well, I guess we get our mail on a regular basis. So,
However, I got to say this. Because think about how stamps have gone up.
And they haven't gone down ever.
Yeah,
I can't remember.
They're not going to take the price down.
We
know that. But, but you know, and when they do go up, because of the rules that are set up with the Postal Service, they can't take them up by 5-cent intervals. So you can't go from, you know, 35 to 40, 40 to 45, 45 to 50. They don't do that. Oh, we need 42 cents for this stamp. Oh, we need 47 cents for the stamp. Now, so now you, okay. Now, for the most of us, you know, we deal in debit cards and credit cards and that kind of thing. Anyway, I don't know that I've carried cash for years.
Mm-hmm.
But still, don't you think you guys could, like, round it off or something, you know?
They don't make it easy for us there. I give you that.
And here's the thing. If you do a special kind of, you do priority mail or something like that, they say, well, it'll get there in 3 to 5 business days. Unless it doesn't. I've had that experience before. You send a package. We had a situation where there was a package coming. It got halfway there, turned back around, sent back to where it came from. They got it there, said, what's this doing here? Sent it back on its way, and it took probably 10 days to get there.
Mm.
And then we complained about it and got, well, sorry. Nothing we can do about it. Can't give you a refund. Sorry, I mean, we don't guarantee it. So why in the world did I buy it?
Yeah, that's right. I've bought shipping on Amazon before, like expedited shipping, because I wanted to have it faster. and it got there in like 3 days. And there's times before where I've just asked for standard shipping, and it came in 3 days. So it's like, same thing. Why did I pay for the shipping?
You kind of wonder. So Postal Service, no.
I guess not.
Really not.
Well, you quickly shot that down.
Oh, just by personal experience.
Yes.
But we could have call after call after call of that, no doubt. But,
yes.
Well, if you got any ideas, if there's any government programs we're missing out on here that they're doing a good job with, we'd love to hear about it. 382-4280, 877-382-4280, as the program continues. Basking in the glow of a wonderful Friday. This, I mean, it doesn't get much better than this, folks. Let me tell you, 68 degrees right now at the studio right here in Kalamazoo. And we're like, what, 8 minutes away from the weekend officially commencing? This is good weather, folks, right here. This is great. You know you're going to go outside and do something in this.
Don't forget you're basking in the light of my shirt.
Yeah, you know, and... And one thing that I've said, you know, unless people think that I pick on Michael unmercifully, and I do, but one thing I've always said about him is he is one of the brightest people in this building. Granted, it has to do with his shirt, but he is one of the brightest people in the building. Now, he's wearing an orange shirt today. Is this like Wear Orange Shirt Day or Blind Your Boss Day or something like that?
Not that I checked. Let me look that up.
I missed out on that. I mean, if it was Blind Your Boss Day, I should have worn my neon green golf shirt, which I have. So we've been trying to figure this one out. I've been scratching my head over this one. We got to talking about Obamacare. There was an account in the Times, the Washington Times, about a man who tried desperately to cancel his plan after he'd already signed up. He found a better deal through his employer, canceled his individual plan eventually. Didn't work so well through Obamacare. So we come to the conclusion, all right, Obamacare's just not working all that well. I think you can point out program after program the government is doing that's just not working that well. Postal Service, we were discussing just before the break. Social Security, Medicare. I think you could look at Medicaid and say legitimately there's some issues there. People have been bringing up a couple of programs here and there, but there's not a lot out there that people can go, aha, there it is. The government does that really well. And if you're just tuning in and you're saying, well, the IRS seems to be doing their job pretty well. Yeah.
When are they not going to do their job well?
I wish they could be a little less efficient. That would be nice. Now, they're less efficient when they're sending you money, but when they're collecting, right there.
Well, I've got my tax refund, so I guess I'm set.
See, there you go. Mine's not back yet. I've got my taxes done, finally. But, you know, the refund, not back yet. We'll see. But, so, you know, I think the IRS is fairly efficient, and I have to be nice. I know somebody that works for them. So, you guys are wonderful. Yay! Okay, I don't really mean that, but all right. But these are the programs they do relatively – the military, they do – I think it's a bang-up job because, let's face it, the military, break it down, they are trained in doing two things well in the military, and they do them exceptionally well. They are trained to kill people and break things, basically. You know, and it's not just go out and indiscriminately kill people, but, you know, be ready for war to defend this country. And to do that, guess what? You're going up against people that are coming after you. So, yeah, kill people and break things. And they do it beautifully. I love what they do with it. I want to train them to do it better because they do it so well. They're one of the best fighting forces in the world today. But what else does the government do terribly well? And we've heard about a medical program for disabled children or something like that. I haven't heard enough about it to be able to pass judgment, but it sounds pretty good.
It does.
Somebody said WIC. I'm on the fence about that one.
Yeah, you know, they change up things so much with that, with mm-hmm. the stores. Like, you know, you can only buy a certain size cheese, cereal, and manufacturers don't come out with it for a little bit of time, and people get so frustrated that they can't mm-hmm. purchase the cheese or the cereal or the bread. I've dealt with that with customers before. I worked also at a local grocery store, so
sure.
I've dealt with that and had to be very patient with them that process.
And I think the other problem is, you know, I have personally heard of situations where there's been, and I call it fraud, because I think that's exactly what it is. But it's people where they're working. Both partners in the household are working. They have a kid. Guess what? Here's some money from WIC. Here's this. Here's that. Here's the other. And you know what? When it comes down to raising my kids and when we had them, we paid for diapers. We paid for formula. We paid for all this stuff ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And we found out from these people that they were actually getting more money through that than we were spending on groceries in a month's time.
And there's something wrong with that.
Exactly. Yes. Exactly. I mean, if you've got people that are middle-class people, and I'm not a rich man. I really am not. If you have middle class people that are sitting here spending a certain amount of money and then the government's handing people more money that, quite frankly, they're working, they probably shouldn't. Yeah, I don't like that. I have trouble with that one a little bit. And I know, you know, I think the intent of it is good. You know, certainly we want to make mothers healthy and kids, you know, coming healthy. OK, yeah, that's great. It's a great idea. But do they carry it out well? No, I'm not so sure, just from what I hear. And, you know, okay, people could say food stamps, but you remember that story out of northern Louisiana, where the cards just stopped working.
Oh, yes, I do remember that story.
And they had people, I mean, the Walmarts there described it as worse than Black Friday, mm-hmm. because word got out that you could buy cartfuls of all sorts of stuff, use your card, and it let you through. Okay, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. There were people with multiple shopping carts doing that, mm-hmm. and that's definitely abuse right there.
And when they found out, oh, the cards are working again, people walked out and left full carts sitting in the aisles.
And that really annoys me.
And that, you know, if you've worked that kind of job, you know, right there is probably 45 minutes of work for one person.
Mm-hmm.
How many of these carts were sitting there? And it was, you know, it was something with the food stamp program because, guess what? The card stopped working, so whoop-de-doo, let's go get some, you know. They were buying, like, PlayStations.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, Xbox, things like that, instead of the stuff they need. You know, that's the kind of thing. When I hear stories like that, I go, no, not working well. You know, so I think, to me, the ultimate thing with this is to say, look, if you're going to trust the government with a program like Obamacare or any of these other programs, if you're going to trust the government with that, you've got to make sure that there are a couple of things going on, that there is flexibility in the program to respond to different things, and secondly, that there is somebody watching the money go around. And not just watching it, but getting involved and going, wait a minute. No, they're not eligible. Bring it on back. Or looking at something, going, well, wait a minute, this is slowed up. We need to get this moving because, yeah, they legitimately need help there. That's the kind of thing you need to do in a program like that.
Mm-hmm.
And cut out the waste so you don't have three departments doing the same thing. Because, let's face it, the government is good at that. They're great at doing their job over and over
certainly.
Again. Well, that's going to do it. I tell you what, this is a great weekend. I want you to go out and enjoy it. Enjoy the weather while we get it, because next week's going to be cold again. I don't want to break it to you.
Just for a couple days, though.
Yeah. So go enjoy your weekend. Have a great one. We'll see you back here on Monday. Have a good one.
This is Kalamazoo's news station and Kalamazoo's home for Detroit Tiger baseball. 590 WKZO Kalamazoo.